We're in the wing series now. What that means is after these years of really opening up and allowing and taking a fun look at yourself, finally, we're at that point where we're just going to soar. We're going to soar. That means expand. The human's still going to have days of some panic or anxiety or just being pissed off. Until you take the deep breath like we're doing right now. You almost hear that human screaming in the background there. That's where you take a deep breath and you realize it's all one great big fat story. That's where you feel your wings. I mean, literally. You feel your wings. I've said in some of our gatherings before that you have energy wings. Your back, your shoulders. It's the most sensitive part of your body. I'm not talking about big feathery wings, but I'm talking about the ability to expand, to open up. You just take a deep breath and you allow it. And you say, well, I don't know how. Yeah, you do. It's just part of the story. One day I grew wings. Wings that allowed me to expand, no longer fearing life. No longer afraid to fly. No longer holding myself under the winged ceiling of enlightenment. I just did it. Take a deep breath and in your big fat story, come to the chapter where you just allow the wings to unfold. These wings, they can take you right through any perception there might be of fear or doubt or danger. Any belief that you might have that you just can't make up your mind, you don't know what to do next, you just feel these wings unfold and take you beyond. And yes, for the human that sits here, yes, there's going to be days. There will be. And just crappy days. It's just part of the big fat story, and that's okay. It's okay. And there is the master with the wings. Not trying to fight, not trying to overcome doubt and uncertainty and fear, not trying to at all, but realizing that it's just one of the ands, one of the many ways of perceiving reality. In this coming series, in this year that we're having together, you start to actually experience things. Instead of talk about allowing, you allow yourself to experience it. Instead of the Plato-ish talk about enlightenment, you actually experience it. Instead of thinking about joy, it's actually there. That sometimes the experiences that are going to come to you this year are going to shock the hell out of you because they're so real. I mean, they are real. Sometimes the opening of awareness is going to stun you. You're going to wonder if your body or your mind can even handle it. It's so stunning, the experience, rather than all the discussion. Yes, you'll be able to handle it, especially when you take a deep breath and you feel those wings, the true master. We're moving from the classroom lectures into true, meaningful, fun life experiences. or changing the story, writing it a different way. And suddenly in these latter chapters of your big fat story, you realize that now you're part of writing it. Human, you're part of writing that next chapter. You have a knowingness and a feeling that, well, there was a book, a big fat book of your life, but you really didn't have much to say about what was written in it. That changes. We talked about in Keyhawk recently, that's called cohabitation. Master and the human. You realized that you really didn't trust yourself to write the story, the next chapter. But now, you, the master, the I am, you're now actually writing and living in the next chapters. Chapters about freedom, chapters about real life experience, not just regular day-to-day monotony, but real life experience. That's the difference. Right now, that's the difference. You're participating. So what's sitting here now? What happened during this mirab? What percent are we up to? Well, the best way to say it is somebody got very close to it. You're 100% human and 100% master. You're both. And they're not conflicted with each other. You're not trying to go from 20% human to 80% master. You're both. You're cohabitating. It's both. Let's take a deep breath. Fly through the fears, fly through the mental anguish, fly through emotional issues. Don't stop to try to figure them out or to process them. Don't run from them anymore. Fly through them. It'll be a little frightening at first because it'll seem like you are flying right into the spider's web, but you realize that there is a momentum of, you could say, passion, energy, almost consciousness, but not quite, but there's a momentum that propels you right through even the deepest fears. Don't avoid them anymore, but also don't stop to process them. Go right through. And second, realize it's all a big fat story. But now you're part of scripting it. And I say part because the master is still going to be doing their part in the script. But now you, human, you're co-writing, you're taking part. Those are the two points. Let's take a good deep breath together. Take a good deep breath together. It's time to celebrate, dear Shambhra. Time to celebrate. So open up those wings and let's get going.